game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It's 11/11/2016. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Time Warner Cable, because when your internet is a little bit disconnected from the pole and they fix it, it'll snap off in 2 weeks.
Oh man, that's terrible. Terrible news.
Unbelievable that we're here with our cobbled together podcast, but at least I have the experience now of how to do this without internet, as sad as that is.
Well, I'm glad. At least we're practiced.
So sorry again, we're having another podcast with not the best audio quality. It's been a frustrating week, Slim. How's your week been?
I mean, it hasn't been all bad. You know, you give some, you take some, so. So I get to treat my glaucoma now.
Well, we are not a political podcast, but obviously we've made a few comments and stuff here and there. All I'm going to say is this. Basketball is a global sport. We embrace people from all over the country to play basketball. It's the most global of any of the professional games that the U.S. plays. And I think anyone that embraces the NBA and the globalization of it and how it brings the world together didn't have a great week. I think that's where I'll leave it.
Oh, I go at this optimistically now. I had my day. Everything's optimistic at this point.
Yeah, Slim took a day off.
That's one way to describe it, yeah.
So, hopefully things go well the next 4 years. Hopefully basketball is here with players from other countries in 4 years. And I'm sure everything will be fine. Everything. It's like ripping a Band-Aid off. Which I guess it's like putting a really painful Band-Aid on. I don't really know how that works. But hopefully things go well. And hopefully the world will just move on. And we can continue to play fantasy sports. And that's what we're going to do on today's show. We're going to review news and notes from the past few nights of action, including some big names from big shooters, big games from big shooters. A lot of thragnoffing going on. We're going to preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks and then wrap up the week at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
Slim, are you ready to call Zach LaVine's three-point percentage of, I think it's like 47%. I'm going to be slow with numbers again on this kind of show. But 37 points last night. Is that legit at all to you? Well, maybe not the 37 points, but being a high-end three-point shooter.
Oh, well, you can't do one. You can't have the 37 points without the 48% three-point shooting. So, well, they kind of go hand in hand. But before that night, he was like 42%. Last year, he was, what, 38? You know, he could shoot 40%. That's not absurd.
So you don't think he's going to have this, like, epic Kyle Korver season? On the year, he's 48.9% from deep on 6.4 attempts, almost making half of his threes.
It seems unlikely.
I thought you were all optimist today, Slim.
I thought you were asking to be like better than Steph. So no, that's not going to happen. Steph Curry is a better 3-point shooter.
Well, he wasn't against the Lakers. Just don't play Steph against the Lakers, right?
Yeah, but he made up for it the next time out.
Yeah, which was awesome. Very good to see with me having him number one. Sticking with the Wolves, what do you make of the Chris Dunn, Tyus Jones situation? I should say background to that, Ricky Rubio is still without a timetable, but is reportedly progressing. He's not practicing yet, so he's still not that close. So, or is either one of these fill-in point guards ownable right now?
I don't even know. What do they mean by progressing? Like, the sun came up one day and down the next, so he's closer.
His elbow is not falling off every day, so it's staying together.
You know, you can't go really after either one long term. they have so much invested in Dunn that it's hard to think that Tyus is just going to leapfrog him, but I guess it's possible when Rubio returns.
I don't know.
Tyus looks good.
I know. Oops. Tyus Jones playing more minutes right now. Played, how many minutes did he play last night? 30 and a half minutes, and that's coming off 32 minutes, where Dunn was in the teens. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know which one. Sides. Well, which one would you own in the 12er right now? That's what I don't know about.
Oh, I'll, you know, you probably have the option to stream one or the other for over the weekend. There's a.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to stream Tyus.
Okay. I can't really disagree with that. Dunn's been fine. Tyus Jones last game, 10 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and no turnovers with 2 threes. I mean, he's looked good in summer ball. I don't know. Do you think this is do you think that they trade him at the deadline and this is helping showcase him?
I pray that they trade him to Philly. I really do.
Man, Philly's been like the rumor mill for all sorts of point guards. Poor Sergio's cooling off.
I mean, you could put him in Houston too if you don't trust Beverly. It's not terrible. He's still so young. This is his second year and he came in as a, you know, one and done.
Yeah, and he was really good for Duke. I remember I was a little surprised he went as low as he did, and all he's done is dominate summer league and play well in the D league.
Yeah, he's definitely more ready for the NBA than Dunn at this point, for sure.
Yeah, agree with that.
So, you know, dynasty league, you got to be kind of scared about what's going to happen.
You want Tyus Jones traded if you own Dunn, right?
Well, yeah, but now that's just clearing up backup minutes. What about Rubio? What if Rubio does get traded? That doesn't necessarily mean Dunn's going to take that starting job and run with it now.
If they still have Jones, yeah, maybe they just play Jones as the starter.
Or at least mix and match.
Yeah. It's a nebulous situation.
Yeah, I'm out of the whole thing. I'll stream Jones for the back-to-back, and that's about it.
All right. A guy that a lot of people were cutting, and I wasn't necessarily telling them it was a dumb decision, even though I ranked him well. But Robert Covington finally coming alive. Hits 8 of 16 last night, hits 5 threes, 23-6-1 with a steal and a block, and no turnovers. No turnovers in each of the last two games. Shot over 50% in each of the last two games. He's going to be must own moving forward, right? Or is this just a good spike?
Yeah, those 50% shooting games are few and far between. 32% on the year. Ouch.
Well, he was 17% before these last two games. He's doubled it almost.
You know, the threes have been falling short. You know, it's coming up a little bit now after last night. Steals have been there. Turnovers are actually down by a lot. And, you know, maybe. If he was available, you know, on the wire, he shouldn't be. I'd pick him up in even a tenner just to see what happens. But maybe he's about to go on a streak.
Yeah. And you want
to
know who's
it's
not
tough to
going
trust it long. It's tough to trust long-term, though, because, you know, the Sixers have no impotence to win any games. So at some point it becomes development. He's suffered through that each year now.
How great was that Embiid tweet after the election?
Yeah, I think me and him are on the same page.
Embiid is becoming one of my favorite players, even though I don't hate the Sixers. It's not his fault he's on the Sixers.
It's not his fault. No, he's making the best of it.
Man, what a tweet. If you didn't see that, it's in my daily notes from yesterday, so check that out. Slim, if you actually wanted to go to a Sixers game, and you're trying to find the best tickets, well, there's only one place to do that. And that's, you know, if you're trying to get Sixers tickets, they're going to be all over the internet. So you need a site that's going to put them all in one place. And that site is SeatGeek. With the NBA season is back, SeatGeek's the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket because they price compare all those tickets on multiple sites. And prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek always finds you the lowest available price. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. And best of all, Razzball Nation's going to get $20 off their first purchase. All you got to do is download SeatGeek, go to the settings tab, add a promo code, put in promo code RAZZNBA, R-A-Z-Z-N-B-A, and they're going to send you $20. Not store credit, they're just going to send you a $20 bill after you made your first purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code RAZZNBA today. So, big pickup from through the week was Marquise Chriss moving into the starting lineup, and he subsequently dropped some bombs.
Yeah, those were both pretty bad.
Yeah,
it's sad. We were hoping he'd run away with it. Maybe it'll be better later on. This is probably him figuring it out. He's still real young. I mean, it's going to get better. It can't get worse.
And stupid Jared Dudley had his best game of the season in this last one.
Well, they won. They beat Detroit. That was a big win.
Yeah. 20 minutes in the first game. This was the start on Tuesday night. On Wednesday night, only 14 minutes. Doesn't really do much in either of them. I don't know. This is starting to feel like the Vonleh thing starting last year, the Blazers. You remember that? They started them for like 15 minutes and bleh.
I mean, they're real similar. It's hard not to make comparisons between the two.
Yeah. I mean, Chris should be able to hit more threes, but... I don't know. Are you holding strong in RCL leagues, 12-team leagues?
No, definitely not that deep. I mean, no. In the Dynasty, I'm excited just because he gets to work out the kinks, but no, in that kind of thing, I'm not. Right. It's a good buy low in a Dynasty if you think you can get him for not much.
That's a good point. As I mentioned, Jared Dudley, 30 minutes, 19 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 4 threes. I know, I mean, he was just usable last year when all logic said he wouldn't be usable. But as we've seen in this country, logic's out the window. Would you pick up Jared Dudley in any leagues?
No, not without the starting job. The minutes aren't going to be there. The blowouts, you won't get the last couple of minutes in a blowout.
Yeah.
If you're starting, you're kind of guaranteed a couple of extra minutes. So it's not, no. It's, come on.
So you're saying the Suns aren't a good team?
What are they? 4-1-2-6-3? I mean, the other way around, 3-6?
There you go.
it's not a good start.
Are you dropping Brandon Knight?
Yeah, are you dropping Brandon Knight for Dudley?
No, not necessarily for Dudley, but in a 12-team league. Oh, I still have him in one. I've held on still.
No, I haven't seen him available in any of my leagues, but no, I don't think he'd fit on any of my teams right now.
It's not been good. He needs a trade.
I saw one that was like Gary Harris was available and I still have Knight. It's like, okay, yeah, do that.
Yeah. I don't know, I can't really dispute that. You know how much I was lower on Harris than you.
It's basically TJ Warren with the breakout. Keeps Booker out of the three and, you know, Booker gets 45 minutes a game or whatever it is, so...
Yeah, and
there's just
knows,
no minutes available.
Everyone knows how much I like TJ Warren, so not seeing things get better. The night is darker before the dawn.
Usually, I mean, unless the sun's like rising in the west or something.
Crazy games. The last three games for Otto Porter have been crazy. I mean, one of them wasn't. It was just 13 rebounds. He now has 13-plus rebounds in three of his 7 games. I mean, that's just so weird. But this last game was just utter preposterousness. 34 points, 14 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks against the Celtics. 14-19 from the field, 3 threes, no turnovers. Best Roto line ever!
Yeah, his field goal percent's pretty crazy right now.
Yeah, he's shooting 61% on 11.7 shots, and that includes making a three a game. This is getting out of control.
Yeah, this is better than it should be, better than anything he's ever done before. This is way over his per 36s. I don't know. Beal's... What happened to Beal? Didn't he go out last time?
Yeah, he slipped on a wet spot and did a man split. and like immediately started grabbing towards his junk, and I was like, oh no, he just really effed up his groin. Turns out it was his hamstring. I don't know what happened there, but he's probably not even going to miss too many games. I do find it interesting that by far Porter's best game is a game where Beal barely played. He got hurt like 10 minutes in.
Yeah, that part's not surprising. It's 19 shots in a pretty much blowout against Boston.
Yeah, 38 minutes, and they were blowing them out from the tip. They were up 25-4 in that game.
Okay, I know that a lot of these minutes are coming at the four, too.
Yeah.
That might be part of the rebounding. God, 3 turnovers on the year.
I mean, this is... Do you have any ranks up? Where is he ranking Yahoo right now? It's got to be like top 20 now.
Oh, it's like 15, I think.
God. So, would you trade Otto Porter for Rudy Gay?
Oh, man. If I had Otto Porter, I'd be asking for more.
Wow.
So I guess not.
Would you trade Otto Porter for Nicholas Batum?
Assists were in need. I don't know. I think Porter's... Man, it's too good. It's hard to not buy into it.
Would you trade Porter for Carmelo Anthony?
That's probably pushing it. I mean, Porter's going to drop these points down to probably, what, 13, 14 probably? That's my guess.
Man,
well, with Beal out, who knows?
So you're really pushing them to where Yahoo's like pre-ranked them to that 50-60 range.
It's starting to look that way. I mean, the shot attempts are going up.
I'm going to be wrong on this one.
The percent has to come down, but yeah, he looks a lot better than I thought. He looks big and strong. Like, they have him listed at 205. I don't believe that.
Yeah, he looks like a big boy this year. He looks like he's at least 220.
Yeah, I think he put in a lot more work in the offseason than I expected.
Yeah. He went to the same all-you-can-eat buffets that Jared Sullinger stopped going to.
Oh, poor Sullinger.
Keep it sucked in. Is Aaron Gordon a buy low for you? He's in a dreadful shooting slump, was 2-for-9 last night. Hasn't really been what we expected. What do you think of Aaron Gordon this year for the rest of the season?
Expected. Where'd you about have him ranked?
It's harder for me to fact check things right now. 75-ish,
well,
something like that.
I'm looking at the per 36s compared to last year. It's only one extra shot per game, which is a 3. You know, the free throw percent's still down, but, you know, 3.5 turnover or rebounds less per 36, that's a big number.
Yeah. I mean, we were hoping
the assists are up a tad, steals are up a tad, blocks at 1 per 36, that's what he's going to do.
I don't know. He's shooting 40.7% and taking more shots, taking more threes. Shot 47% last year. I was hoping he could stay at that 46-47 range. So I think he's a little bit of a buy low.
This looks like a bit of taking too many shots outside.
It might be. Be interesting to see his shot chart. But
I feel good about the free... Well, I don't feel good about his free throws, but I feel good that... I remember last year, everybody was like, oh, he's going to shoot 75% free throws. He's made this huge jump. No, he struggles with that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's still been low volume, so he could still turn it around in a hurry. I don't know. I imagine some owners, he's towards the bottom of your roster. You could probably get him for a little cheap.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the D stats are there. They're even better than you expect. So, yeah, sure. If it's just a matter of shots going in, then the numbers are going to get better.
Yeah.
The overall total will be better.
Speaking of shots going in, very slow start for Marvin Williams, but had a decent game last time out. We haven't really talked about him too much this year. We knew the one block a game was coming down, and it has come down to his career norm of about half a block. But 7-for-11, 5 threes, 19 points his last game. He's shooting still, even off that game, 37% on the year, so... Is he someone that's just a Thragnoff streamer, or are you holding on to him in 12ers?
Yeah, without the block, there's just nothing. There's not enough there. You know, he's actually shooting pretty good from the threes, 2.4 a game.
Yeah, that's crazy. His three-point percentage is 3 points higher than his field goal percentage total.
Yeah, 6 attempts per game is career high by a whole lot.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, tons of threes, but
part of it's still there. But yeah, that's all he's giving you. The 7 rebounds are nice and all, but nah, you can stream better.
All right. Don't disagree there. Steven Adams, what is happening here? What kind of snake charmer magic have the Kiwis of New Zealand done to this guy?
I don't know why you're like thinking this is this huge thing. I mean, he's 18 for 19.
That's huge. It's unbelievable.
Life altering.
My life has changed in so many ways, but none more so than this free throw percentage of Steven Adams hitting almost all of his free throws, 18 for 19 for 95% on the year. Coming into the year as a 55% free throw shooter. What is happening to the world, Slim? Everything is changing. Nothing makes sense.
So you remember when, like, Nerlens Noel was being drafted real high? Is it this kind of what you were expecting out of him?
Expecting what him would turn into? I wasn't expecting 95% free throw percentage, that's for sure.
You expected it? No, come on, that's going down.
He said 2.1 steals, 1.1 blocks. I mean, Noel flirted with 2, so I would have expected more blocks.
But look at the game log. There's 4 games of 2 blocks. It's just a matter of getting the 3s and the 4s thrown in.
Maybe. I mean, he wasn't much of a blocker last year. I mean, the steals are crazy.
1.7 per 36 every year.
Well, what is it this year? It's at like 3 per 36.
No, blocks?
Oh, I thought you were talking about steals. The steals are...
steals are crazy.
Yeah, you went from half a steal to 2.1 this year. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, he's been really good. He's been better than I expected. The free throw percentage is the crazy part.
Yeah, but that's going to come down. I mean, look at the 4 straight games of field goal percent as a positive, though. That was the part we knew would come back up.
Yeah, they're all 7 shots or under, though.
Yep. A little bit less of the offense lately. I mean, but what happens if he gets one of those 16-shot games and goes 14 for 16?
Oh, my God. Then you're
it's
happy.
It's possible.
Then, yeah, that would be a huge game. I guess, I mean, Westbrook, you were right that... And people were right with the preseason that Westbrook every play is looking to dump it to Cantor or to Adams somehow.
Yeah, I think it's the Whiteside thing. It's kind of what caught my eye when I started watching him after watching the Heat for do it with Whiteside. He saw it a little bit last year.
Copy that template.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. He's been good. I'm going to be eating some crow on that one. I underrated how much they'd use him. I really thought Cantor would start and shoot more. But
I mean, Billy Donovan, if you're not playing defense, you're not going to play.
Yeah. Sabonis has looked a little bit better than I thought. The Thunder as a whole have looked a lot better than I thought.
Yeah, they're a pretty good team. You know, they're not what they used to be, but... they're going to be really annoying for somebody in the playoffs just because they have that great point guard.
Yeah. Agree. To things that are not really, really good, and that's Pau Gasol's fantasy value right now.
Oh, man. Yeah, poor guy.
I thought he'd be a value outside the top 50, but that's looking like a wasted pick.
He's somehow like just outside of the top 100 in Yahoo. I don't even know how.
Yeah, 13 minutes this last game. What's crazy about only 13 minutes is it was a 2-point loss at home to the Rockets. And you don't play one of your best players more than 13 minutes? I didn't see any injury issues.
I don't know. They've lost 3 out of the last 4, too. It's come on now.
Yeah, no, this is getting very bizarre. One of the games was against the Clippers, though, and the Clippers look ridiculous so far.
Yeah. Chris Paul looks like the Chris Paul even when Blake Griffin wasn't there, and now with Blake Griffin, it's pretty. They're playing at the highest level that I've seen them play. Paul Pierce is finally not playing, so that helps.
Maybe that's slowing him down. Yeah, they're 7-1, just lost one game to OKC. They just absolutely slaughtered the Blazers on Wednesday night. Unbelievable. But back to Gasol. What are you doing with them? You own them in a 12-er. What do you do? Owners are panicking.
No, I don't know. You know I don't own him anywhere.
I know. Well, you have to step in their shoes and panic. Panic with us.
Yeah, I'd panic. But you can't really sell him until he has a good game. So wait for another one of those 2011 with two blocks and see what you can do.
All right.
Aim high, though. I mean, he's got enough name value that somebody's going to believe it.
Yeah, and you're right with the Spurs. They're 5-3 suddenly after a great 4-0 start, including that great win against the Warriors. So they need to start picking it up.
Well, now they have Detroit, at Houston, Miami. All right. They should win most of those, all those.
So I got this question in the comments, and it made my head explode. And not in a good way. So, of the dynamic power forwards that could play 30-plus minutes a night and put up crazy lines, or could barely play, which one are you owning in a redraft 12-team league? Terrence Jones or Nikola Mirotic? Go!
I don't own Mirotic. I saw him dropped in one of my leagues, and I had no intention on picking him up. Well, I guess Jones recently. As weird as that is.
Oh, my God. How can you trust Jones, though, after he has this one good game, finally?
It's not about trust. No, I mean, you might have to look at who's playing when just to really pick one. But, no, I neither one of them in a 12-er.
Yeah, I guess Jones's last game was a little bit better. After his big game last weekend, gets only 15 minutes at the Warriors and does terrible with it. 4 points and 3 turnovers. But then against the Kings on Wednesday night, 7-5-1 with 3 steals and 2 blocks. So at least got you the D-stats. Yeah, I guess it's probably Jones, but man, that was a frustrating comment to answer.
Yeah. God, Jones is available in one league. Both of them are available in one of my leagues, so
you gotta pick one.
I'll pass if I can.
Oh, you're gonna pick C, none of the above.
The worst part is when you do have Jones, he's gonna mess with your free throws.
Yeah.
Right when you think you have something good, it's like, oh, he went 0-for-4 today. Oh.
He's like he's Josh Smithing it right now.
Well, he's got the field goal percent. There's something.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Where does John
kind of had that for a guy with a 3 or so?
Yeah, where does John Luer stack with those guys?
So if I'm streaming any one guy, I streamed Luer in the league. I think I got a good game out of him.
Yeah, I mean, while he's playing this much, that's fine. I don't see any long term value with this. I put this in the article that through the first 8 games now, only 2 have been close games at all. Last one being this last one against the Suns, 24 minutes, 11 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, hit 2 threes. I mean, I guess that's fine. No turnovers.
Yeah, you know, in a 12-er, it's kind of tough. It's possible. The big thing is he kind of backs up 3 positions. Because if something happens to Marcus, they just send Tobias to small forward and play Lure.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to get his minutes. I mean, you look at it, it's pretty steady. There's not much fluctuation there.
Well, my thing is, 24 minutes in that game, he was averaging about 27 before that. A lot of minutes in blowout games. I don't know,
They paid him. They gave him some good money to come and do what he's doing.
That's a good point. Yeah, maybe I should buy into this a little bit more, especially since you're right. He's going to be kind of backing up all the front court positions.
Yeah. Anything outside of a 12-er, I think he's definitely must own.
Because
there's that upside there for a guy getting injured. Now we got a starter.
I don't really disagree with that. And he's had fantasy usable stretches in his career.
Yeah, it's a pretty all around line. You know, the assists are never really that great, but it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
He's never really had this nice stretch of minutes like this. I know he had a couple, but I think he still got kind of messed with.
Yeah, he had some runs with the Suns. I'm rhyming. Last year, but I like him as a player. I'm surprised he's worked his way into a 12-er conversation at all, even in streaming.
I'm surprised he's gotten the minutes consistently. I didn't know he was this good of a defender. I thought that kind of always held him back.
Yeah.
I believe in the fantasy part of his game.
Okay. All right. So, Slim, taking a look at tonight's games as I try to pull them up here. Interesting Friday night, let's hope. Did you see who got a point on the 30-point challenge board, though? Woo!
Did you see how many I got?
Yeah, I saw that. Who'd you have again?
Kyrie.
And he went for 29.
Yeah.
Brutal. Brutal. Man, what can you do? Looking at Friday's games as my thing's trying to load here. How many you got? Only 8 games on Friday? That seems kind of low.
Yeah, it does seem a bit low.
Gotta like your Pacers and Sixers. That's going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah. Especially for your Pacers. Your Sixers are kind of... So what, who's starting a point guard now for Philly?
They gotta be sticking with Sergio.
I'm thinking of the Nets. I mix those two teams up.
I do that all the time, too. I've done that a bunch of times.
I think it's because their colors are so similar. But
yeah, and they're in the same like region. Yeah. So you like your players there. Thragnoff alert. Marcus Thornton.
With Beal down, for sure. Yeah, there's not much else. Satoransky's not a shooter.
Yeah. So they'll need a floor spacer there. Clippers Thunder, another game rematch there. The Clippers won't be happy that that's their only loss. That should be a good game.
Yeah, that's the one I'm going to be looking for tonight.
Yep, we'll watch some of that. Kings at Blazers, should be a lot of points there.
They need something. Last night was...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the night before last.
Yeah, Wednesday night they really struggled against the Clippers. So,
I was like 8-1-1 for Lillard. I don't think I've ever seen that in the many years I've been.
Yeah, the whole starting lineup for the Blazers was just awful. They were down. I put it in the article. I believe it was 92-50 after three quarters.
Oh God!
Yeah, that's hard to do.
No, I mean. It's real easy to do. You do nothing.
do a lot of Vonleying and standing around, right?
I guess. He did get the start, didn't he? I got the start.
Can you pull up the top 10 scores this time? Do you have that available?
Not available, but let's see what I got here. My typing's not real good right now.
When you don't have internet, it's hard to cobble shiz together.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. It's taking forever. All right, maybe not. I mean, you just know who it is. Curry, Hart, and Brown.
I'll find it in a second. Here. I clicked on the wrong button. Vamp for me. Tell me a story. What's new in your life?
Story of my life. Well, there once was this time, and then, you know, something happened.
You are the worst storyteller for an Aborigine I've ever heard. I got this figure. All right, top 10 scorers. DeMar DeRozan leading the league in scoring, 34.1 a game. Crazy. Westbrook, Brown, Harden, Lillard, Durant, Kawhi, Curry, Cousins, and then tied for 10th is Isaiah Thomas and Gordon Hayward, so you can't pick any of them. I guess I'm first on the board here. Did I say Paul George?
No, he did not.
Where is Paul George? All the way down at 23rd. There we go. PG-13 against the Sixers. Let's do this.
Whew, okay. Boston, huh? Didn't they get blown out bad the other day?
Yeah, it was that Wizards game where we mentioned it was down 25-4 or something. But then they, like, carried the same pace the rest of the way. It was just a horrible start. They really need Crowder back.
Yeah, I mean, I want to go with somebody from New York. I'm just not sure who.
You know, right. You know, I can't do the song because I don't have the internet and speakers.
I'm not even gonna pick him just because I know. Oh, we can't even get a song out of it. What's the point?
I know. It's like expecting hype music and just getting crickets. It's insulting for the Poison Goose.
Yeah, I mean, you got CJ the other day. I could go back there.
Oh, no, I didn't get CJ. Only a commenter got CJ.
Oh, okay.
Neither of us have gotten CJ.
Oh, he's way down there after the other night. Okay, yeah. I'll go that way. Anybody against Sacramento.
I thought you said you wouldn't pick him because you don't want to do the Flim anymore.
Well, you saw me just avoid that.
I want to hear you do the Flim. You could do it. Pretend you just ate a bagel with lox.
I will take CJ McCollum.
Oh, so subtle, but still so beautiful.
Yeah. I kind of pat myself on the back. I actually got through it, but okay.
All right, Slim, let's wrap up taking a look at the movies we've been watching. I actually watched a couple of things this week. I caught up on Walking Dead, and I have a new nickname. King Ezekiel is the same as Nene in the NBA.
Okay, yeah, it's pretty similar.
They both have long gray dreads.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you're not going to give away any spoilers, then yeah, we're good with it.
Oh, I can talk about the character, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm pretty good character.
I don't think there is.
I enjoyed that.
I don't think there is any spoilers there. Yeah, he's just a new character that looks exactly like Nene. I just pictured Nene the whole time.
You're like, well, I bet he can barely play 20 minutes.
Especially with this animal chained around him.
Oh, that was impressive too.
Yeah. Caught up on Westworld. That's good.
Yeah. So I swear this is not election related, but next week I think Man in the High Castle is coming back. So I gotta watch the season.
Did you say second or third season?
Second is coming.
Man, was the first? I need to watch the first one, right?
Oh, for sure. That was a really good show. It's based off of like a short story, but it's big time sci-fi. That's good stuff. You should definitely watch that.
It's based on a book that I've actually read. Slim, I'm cultured.
Oh, I thought it was more of a short story, but all right.
It was a shorter book by Philip K. Dick, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, they get a lot more into it. It only loosely follows it. Because obviously there's not that much written about it.
Yeah. Are they more on the West Coast or the East Coast? Because I think the book was mostly West Coast.
Yeah, mostly West Coast. I mean, they do go through a neutral zone thing.
Yeah, that's like the Midwest, right?
Yeah, I think so. Desert?
Yeah. So, I want to check that one out. What else? I watched a movie called The Lobster. That was so weird.
Yeah, I heard somebody telling me about that, and I still have absolutely no idea if they were speaking English when they were describing the movie.
Oh, it's the most absurdist thing, but it has pretty good social commentary. It's by the guy who did Dogtooth, which I haven't seen Dogtooth yet, but I need to.
Okay, that's two people now that have mentioned that, so maybe I do need to see what that's about.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure exactly where we're at, but Slim, you let me down by you stopped doing Fantasy Movie League. Why'd you stop doing it?
It's, you know, it's just another one. There's too much. All these baseballs and... no football, but...
I did pull you into REL baseball, too. Now you have REL baseball bias.
Well, it's the only league it's really the first league that I've actually, like, had to commission and kind of do stuff.
Yeah, I did pull you into an authoritative role. Apologies for that, Slim.
Well, it's an impressive league. It's going to be a good one.
Speaking of oppression, I think we're done with this with our bad audio and all that good stuff. Sorry this pod's a little shorter. This was all the best we could try to figure out. You think about how frustrated you are when you lose internet, and then think about trying to run Razzball without internet. It's very, very tough. Very, very difficult.
Yeah, no, I'm glad we're able to still get something out. Yeah. I don't think it's a lowered product just because, you know, the speed of your phone you're recording this on or whatever.
The speed is fine. I just don't get your full sultry voice. I miss that, Slim.
Well, you just got to do better, baby.
Oh, on that note, we're going to get out of here. Good luck to your fantasy teams over the weekend, wrapping up week 3. We will be back early next week. Have a great weekend, Slim, and I'll catch you then.
Yes, sir.